You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
It's our slimy reptilian.
Hey, yeah, boom, another day in the cult. How you doing? Comedian Neil Wood in the Philadelphia studio. And I'm bringing my sweet co-host over there. Where's he at? In Newtown. Boom, Adam Nutter.
Hey.
How you doing, bud?
Hey, good. Right? Just posting stuff. Doing good.
just posting stuff. Being just posting stuff, bro. Little boy.
Last night I had the really good podcast on the Porcupine. I did the Woodrow Wilson episode I was telling you about.
Oh yeah.
And it went great. Crazy. But I also double booked myself where I have my first fantasy draft, same exact time.
Ah,
and it's for money. So I was like a half hour in. It was like 8:30. My podcast was 8. So like if you watch the podcast back, every like 5 minutes, I'm like, cool.
Right.
Looking down at my phone, just like trying to make my selections and stuff.
Sounds like, how'd you make out?
Pretty good. I actually got a pretty good team and a good podcast. So
there you go. Man, boom.
Win-win, buddy.
Who knew?
Multitasker.
Look at you.
I'm a multitasker.
Yeah. You crushed it. Good job. You think you're going to do it? How addicted? Based on how much money are we talking? What are we doing? What are we feeling? Are we within the guidelines of what you and I have talked about?
Dude,
it's $7,000. Who cares?
I think it's at least a grand. I think winner gets a grand.
Winner
gets a grand.
Okay, second that's place, a smaller one. That's
second not... place gets like, I think like 300 or something like that.
Okay.
And third place gets 50.
All right.
Yeah, it's not bad. I think. Cool. If I'm doing that math correct. This was going to happen. The last two seasons of fantasy football, I've scored the second or third most points in the entire league, and I've come in second to last place because the person I play each week happened to be the highest scorer.
Oh. Okay.
So no matter how good my team is, if I play the highest scoring person every week, there's no way you can win. So it's like I'm in like this weird trajectory of just like, wow, you're like top three in points scored, but you're one against points scored against. So, you know, take this L, fucking loser. It's like every year. It's
how
so infuriating.
How frustrating is it to have me as a friend have to sit here and try to piece it together? I'm at the age I am and 33, and I still guys talk about sports, and at this point it's just you might as well just be speaking another language. It's
you're not that like inept with sports though.
I'm saying fantasy. Now you're talking like it's like I know some. I'm getting a very pretty good at Spanish, but now it's just like a dialect.
Yeah, I can do two
like
languages.
Can I say? I'm very, very
gay.
Very, very talented.
And
gay. I'm also gay. Very, very gay.
Both can be true.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
Fantasy football is the Dungeons and Dragons for fucking jocks. That's all it is.
No, I get it. Yeah. I'm just saying.
It's just dumb. It's dumb point-based shit like anything else. So like
no,
points scored.
That's not what I'm saying. How hard is it to be my friend? Because like I asked and then I realized like, right, I should just feel good that you feel good. That's why I was like, feel good about what you got? Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. I'm so happy for you.
Like
I'm so good, man. Money, you make money. Nice. Yeah, because
you get green.
Or the jokes? Bad. Like I don't even know how to make fantasy football funny. I can't even. I don't even know what to do.
I'm just more concerned of. I just don't want to lose again in that fashion. That's it. I just want to have a good season.
Seasons, right?
I want to have a good season. I just want to have a good season. I want positive energy going forward because the season.
You'd be happy with third. Would you just be happy with? You'd be like, I'd be happy just to get into the third. And at this point,
I'd be happy to make the playoffs, buddy. Let's start there. Let's start with the playoffs.
Got you. All right.
But how was your week?
Interesting. You know, it was a new, very interesting. I should have pulled up the video, but I don't know where.
You send it to me. Obviously, you have an Android, I have an iPhone, so everything you send me is like this big.
Oh,
like,
no.
But I saw what you're talking about.
In general. Oh, because that happens in reverse the other way. Because the cop who took it, she was using an iPhone. So she sent it to me, my cop, my officer.
Okay.
My officer.
Like, what?
I know it's weird for me as well. My officer of the law.
Got it.
She took it And then she sent it to me. I was like, that's very small. But I'll try to just email it to you real quick.
Yeah, email it because – so would you have like a 400-person
– Yeah, there might have been the 200 temple kids that showed up at my house.
Why your house? Was Garrett inviting people back to the house? Like,
no, Garrett doesn't go – that would be crazy if you still think Garrett goes to temple.
No, like, but that's what makes it funny is Garrett's like the Matthew McConaughey of temple.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little dazed and confused.
Because he's still young. He's still a young looking dude. Garrett looks like he could be a senior, like a double senior or an extra senior at Temple.
Yeah, double senior. I like double senior. Dude, I'm about to be triple senior.
Triple senior, bro. I'm really dumb.
It's called becoming a doctor, dude. Stop saying triple senior. It's a master's degree.
So what, do they just bombard your fucking house?
Like, so yeah, a young guy who recently took over. So into one of the rooms that I rent out, he asked to have a little get together.
Okay.
And he, dude, we laughed at this later, but I was, and everyone, I will say that
$2,000 of property damage. We laughed about it.
All the kids, no, very nice kids, very very nice. So because it's too early, like they were just about to start partying, like it wasn't even, you know what I mean, like it was only like 11 or 12, you know, like that. That's when like stuff starts happening. Because remember, college kids. So yeah. It's like, you know, no, what are they going to meet at my house at 8:30? That's our age. That's like, right. Yeah. Like, I'll meet over there at 8:30. We could be drunk by like 11:30. Sober up.
We're like 17. Yeah, you get here for 6.
Exactly. So he was like, yeah, man, it's definitely okay. Yeah, cool. I'm like, yeah, man, let me know as we can go. I'm like, kind of how many people, because it can't be too many people. And you know, that kind of thing. So why don't you just let me know? And then increasingly he hit me with this. This is the best. Gave the goat away on this. Just sold the whole cow. He just goes like, hey man, yeah. So then get together. I wanted to have like, I was, you know, I'm going to have some people. Maybe we can do it up on the roof, you know, and just some music. I'm just going to, we have a DJ and some security. That was the text. And I was like, you peek on, like when you read it, you're like, you can imagine me reading it being like, security.
Yeah, no, like, that's fair. I would have been like, oh, cool, party at the other, cool. Like, wait, like you stand up in your seat, like one of those, like security. What do you mean security? Yeah, yeah. What do you mean security for a house party?
Exactly.
Also, when he said, like, did they like hire a security firm to fucking?
No, it's they just get big guys that go to temple. That's all it is. They hire big dudes. That's it. So it's like two football players that are off that night. And then, you know, and then the DJ who's just like a dude that legitimately goes to the school, just, I guess. And he's like, no, I'm just paid to be here. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Crazy. The whole point being that I start to realize this when it's like 10:30 and now there's movement and there's people in the house. And it happens to be a guy who I was just introduced to. And I can feel the dude that I rent the room to kind of like, yeah, man, this is a friend of mine. He helps put together parties. And I'm like, yeah, all right. He's like, hey, man, we're just wondering because, you know, it's like, it's 40 too many like this, you know, 40 people. I'm like, yeah, man, 40 is too many. You can't do that. There's no way. Like, you can't have 40 people up on the roof.
There's no way. Philly home. Yeah.
Like, no. It's like, we don't even know what that's graded for. Yeah, I have no idea.
People who aren't understanding, like, it's not like Neil's roof is like like a Manhattan like rooftop fucking luxury. It's like this narrow.
It's just, well, yeah, I mean, it's terrible. Yeah, it's just like, it's, I don't know. I don't know. You're like, you, I haven't been asked that question. Like, hey, how many people can your roof support? Like,
how many people probably, until the structure collapsed in on itself? Like 50, you think? Yeah. I also thought they would be like, yo, can we fuck in your bed? It's like,
you know, no big deal. You know what I
mean? No big deal, right? Can we just fuck in your fridge and bed and eat your food? It's like, I don't think you can't.
I think I would be mad about that.
I think I would be. Get the fuck out. Yeah, dude, I would just, the fact that I don't want anyone around my house past 8 p.m. Like, just get the fuck away from my – I don't want to deal with your fucking partying, drinking. I'm really on edge because I'm not smoking weed. So yeah. I'm in a really shitty mood. My head hurts. That. I'm on edge constantly. That. People are on Twitter making fun of me. My friends are making fun of me. I fucked up the tower today 3 times. They're like, you're an idiot. I was like, shut up. My brain's not working.
Wait, you fucked up the tower?
We were a tower on Twitter is when you like everyone writes this one letter under somebody's stupid post to spell out like one long thing, depending on what it is, right?
God,
so it's fun.
Guys, God,
yeah, we had nothing better to do. That's the point of the story. All right. The point of the story is I fucked it up. I fucked the order up like three times in a row.
Fucking Jesus. You just made me so depressed.
I gotta keep us strong.
Holy shit.
Dickie gets sad. It. Tower gang, what's up?
That is so sad. Wow.
Dickie's doing it in our chat right now.
No, Dickie, I mean, hey man. Dickie, we know you have nothing to do. Listen, it's
none of us do.
No,
the guys are doing that don't. You
do. I know.
You do.
Yeah.
Keep doing it though. You keep at it, pig. Keep at it, horse. Fucking mule.
Blah. So it gets increasingly better when I'm like, all right, who's this guy? Yeah, no, the roof's not gonna work. Hey man, like I'm like, you know, let me put this to you really simply. Like my, you know, I a cop lives two doors down. There's a fire department guy who lives, an EMS that lives on the next block. Yeah, like, I mean, you could probably get away with maybe bumping some music at a little tone, like in the house. Like I said, right. use the first floor a little bit. Like you guys will be responsible. Come to find out when first cavalcade of people start coming in, just like young 21. Let's say they were all 21, just for my legal.
Hey man, let's be careful what we say here.
Adam, don't you? Yeah, I'll take this. No. It's, 21. Yeah, they were all 21. Uh-huh. And they just, it's a line of women in various hot dress, like just kind of coming upstairs. They're going to go upstairs. And I was like, you know what? If I can just have a couple of people upstairs on the roof, you can have some music on the roof or whatever. You know, you're going to get pulled if you do it too late, just to let you know. But so I'm like, you're going to get popped. But, right. Have it for a little bit as long as you guys get some fun. And then it kind of keeps Adam. It was as if I had, when you start to just see more and more people arrive, Ubers.
It was like the orcs in Lord of the Lifts. Rings. And fucking
return. Yeah, fucking like showing up. There's Lyfts and Ubers and people coming on bicycles. And it just turned into like a Noah's Ark, like joining in and the other. I'm like, the doors just open. I'm like, yeah, so we're just paying for air for the neighborhood. Like I'm saying stuff like that because it's like that's what we're
doing. Oh, you're just doing old man dad stuff?
The door, Adam, if you came home, your door was open. Like, oh, no, door.
But it's funny that you immediately go to like right just mind. Of course, but you don't even go to like your age appropriate like insult. Just like the air is gonna get out and the fans are gonna break and who's gonna pay for that?
Yeah, of course. I was giving parent lines 101. Oh yeah, guys, that's what we're doing. Yeah, we're just leaving it open. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, I got the video.
Mom raised, we'll be raising a barn.
I got the video. All right, so can you see this?
Oh God, yes.
Okay.
All right, just play it once. I don't want people knowing the exact location.
Dude, that's so many people.
So then there's a lot, and then you look down the block.
Oh my God, dude.
Not good. Not good.
That's so many people.
Now people. Well, that is, and that's not all of the people, because the rest were in the house. So there was, dude. You feel the old fuddy-duddy. I was trying to explain.
Oh yeah, no one called the cops. That was pretty wild.
I mean, like I said, my cop, my officer was there on scene. She was backup.
Yeah.
She was first on scene, so I mean, it wasn't really that big of a problem. She you saw her walk out. I was like, hey, want to get that? Like, I literally was just like, Brad, why don't you go get that? Like, officer, go get that.
She just walks out of the house like fucking.
She racked it. She came in one hand. What's going on? You guys trying to have a little party? Huh?
Oh, this is Buckshot.
Yeah.
Not Bird. Just so we know, this is a slug. This isn't Buckshot. This is a slug.
Yeah, hold this.
These are slugs.
This is my DJ gun. DJ caliber. That just starts happening. Like more and more people. And Brittany, I should say officer. I'm just calling my officer around.
Officer
Voldemort decided to. She checked the roof situation. She went up. She was running.
She's doing like tactical roles. Remember that video from a few years ago? That Texas cop who like broke up like a kid's pool party and was doing like tactical roles across the lawn.
Guys are desperate to do shit like that.
Dude, that's your chick. She's just fucking. She's jumping rooftop to rooftop like fucking Batman.
Well, Officer Voldemort, like, she assessed the roof. There was way too much. She called it off. She was upstairs apparently. Was like, you know, getting info. She talked to some girls that were like, that heard this, that they were like, oh yeah, no, I heard about this on Instagram.
Yeah. Spread out to the Kendrickson IG.
Someone, so the guy who I met apparently is like a guy who throws big parties.
Uh-huh.
That's who he introduced me to. Like, hey, this is the, so remember I said he's my friend? I was kind of more like, this is the guy who put your address on Instagram. That kind of thing. I was like, oh no. Oh, we got to bring our guest.
Yeah, yeah. Look who it
oh,
is.
No. Yeah, dude. Look oh, who man. It is. Oh, dude, he was there. He was there. He came over. As soon as he saw the party oh, happen, he came
you
over.
You were at the Kensington house party?
Yeah. No, I'm sure he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Was I? Oh.
No, you were. That'd be great if you were.
I looked like I was at the Kensington house party.
You look like you're there yeah, right yeah. now still.
No, here. bring up the video real quick so he knows what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody, Drew Montana, from Montana. One half of the Deer Tag and Durag podcast. Hold on. Your cohort should be here soon. The I don't know what the fuck he is.
The beard's getting nice. Oh, God. It's not been that long since I saw you, but it's like froed out now. It's good. It looks good.
I got a black guy beard, dude.
Oh, nice. Oh, before I play this video, I the most hilarious racist guy in my neighborhood ever, perfectly timed joke. I never saw the guy, but I was just outside with because I was watching Oliver, my sister-in-law's dog, the black dachshund, who's an asshole. He's black. Yeah, my dog, who's good, is white, right? So right. There's little kids in my neighborhood, and they run to the black dog all the time. I go, no, he's bad. He's bad. I'm like, you can't touch this one. You can't touch this one. So then I was outside with Pinto, the white dog, my dog, and I was like, you guys could pet him. And as they're petting him, I'm just going like, white dog good, black dog bad. Remember that? White dog good, black dog bad. And then some guy goes, just like people. And I was like, that was pretty fun. That was a good time. That was a good time. Roast. Racist, but good time. It was good timing.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. Interesting.
Adam's just spraying the black dog with a fire hose. We're like, no.
Yeah, really.
Back inside.
Really messed up. The dog's, right. Yeah.
It's oh, yeah. Here.
This is outside my house. I don't know if you've been to. This was Saturday. Okay. A little bit of a get together. Apparently, just so you know what we're talking about. Apparently, my address got kind of put on leaked Instagram.
In the fucking, yeah, the leaked Instagram house party page
by someone who shall remain nameless. But it's okay. Everything's fine. But yeah, it was like roughly 200 people showed up in my house.
let's tar and feather that guy. Who was it?
I can't discuss it. All right. No, we've since everything's fine. But Drew, yeah, it was pretty nuts.
Wait, so this just happened out of nowhere. You weren't ready for this. Someone
No, it didn't happen anyway. It was someone who you don't know, but I'm recently renting to him, and he wanted to have a little get together, and it just got out of control. He told a friend who was like and it just got. He's a college kid. He didn't think ahead. I think he just. Well, actually, I don't know what they're teaching at college because you should have been able to think ahead.
Yeah, everyone but, under 30 is retarded. Like, what are you talking about?
He just didn't. Because I was like, well, what was gonna happen? Like, what was the end goal here? You guys want to drink and have fun and have sex with whoever consensually. You know, let's.
But not in my.
But no, I just not mean in like, my bed. Like, but like, what you can't do that in just a residential area with 200. Just get a small group of people that you want to fuck. I know it's hard to do that. But yeah, like, yeah, I was like 20.
Point because house 20, parties back 20. In the day, especially Staten Island house parties back in my trash were growing up, it was like 20, 30 people, and you would just try to fuck someone in the basement.
Sure,
like a fucking good American.
Once word gets out, it's one guy that you can't tell because he'll tell yep. everyone.
That's exactly what happened. So it went on Instagram.
Yeah.
It got bad. Jesus. Just walking into that. Great. Yeah. Great. Awesome. Love that. You even set up that story like incorrect. Like I'm hearing you saying, like, I was saying all these things, not realizing what I was saying. Because you're saying it to children. Like, yes. Yeah, black dog, no, like you're not hearing like black dog bad, very angry. Like the way you set it up, it's like, oh, a racist thing that I was doing to children is what it sounded like.
I said a racist thing a guy said.
I know what I know you, and then I knew that I was like, that's not what he meant. Like I was thinking in the audience brain, like, he doesn't mean, hey, I was already teaching these kids bad things, and then a guy off to the side was like, right? Like people.
Yes, correct. Like, I was just differentiating it. Dogs.
I was like, oh, okay, so Adam's now racist. Good.
I was differentiating dogs. No, I really was. But that guy, right. Yeah, Johnny
who capitalized on that. Yeah, yeah. But I did get to see something really beautiful because at a certain point when, again, it finally hit where my Officer Voldemort, my girlfriend, she came down. And finally assessing that things have very much gone off the rails And she was like, hey, just so you know, there's 200 people outside your house right now. And I was like, what's up? So at this point, I had not popped my head up.
It'd be funny if your chick is such a cop now where she's like, listen, I'm just going to start shooting, right? Because that's what we do. So you have 5 minutes to get these guys out or I'm coming to gun
you. What happened to just putting up some crime scene tape?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Let's start with some barricades. Why are we going just right to guns? No, terrible, right? But the best part was. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. We're definitely exercising our rights over here. But so the best thing was when I realized this, she's like, well, I'm downstairs in the studio working. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to be a little get together. And people start coming and I'm like, I still go downstairs. And again, now it's gotten way out of control. I have no idea though. She's like, yeah, there's like 200 people outside. And I come upstairs and no joke, they just opened the door. There was a DJ table set up with the front windows open. He was just and an amp on my stairs, like outside. They were just gonna, and there was 200 kids outside, and they were just gonna do a block party. The music starts, Adam, for maybe like 5 seconds, and I just tap the DJ on the shoulders, like, "Hey, man, get the fuck out!" Just bummer. I just again music like boom, 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 boom. I just like cut it. Get the fuck out! Like I was like, "What are you guys doing? Are you out
DJ
of your
wet
mind?
Blanket? Let's go!"
You heard the crowd for a. You heard the one girl like, "Oh!" Like you heard that. That's all they got out from 200 people outside. I was like, "Yeah!" And then immediately off, and they're like, "Oh!" All of them down the block.
Where'd the party go?
Next address, and then apparently this is like a thing. I just don't get the method behind it because you don't actually get to party. Like they keep trying to find a house, but then too many people.
They jump house party to house party.
Yeah,
one
they
night?
Just yeah. It's not a house party, Adam. It's not a house party. Someone accidentally thinks to like, oh, there's a tie-in. Like someone tells someone who really does that everyone follows that says like, oh, they went to a couple of his parties, I guess, and had something. Gets a little bit of a rep for that. And then I guess he hits, and then before you know it, they're like, "Hey, I got the word. We're meeting at this address," and no one knows what they're arriving to.
Okay, I got you.
Like they're just they're like, "Hey, this is someone's house. We might be here for an hour if the cops don't get called." Because there's 200 cool. people. I don't.
When you're 19 and there's a chance of a fucking a place to drink inside, though, that's the move. You're like, "I'll fucking go to all." You know what I mean?
That's true.
Well, we took to the woods. That's why we didn't drink inside.
Big
you're right.
Woods.
Where what they don't have on Temple's campus is a good woods.
Yeah, I know.
North middle of Philadelphia is lacking a good wood. A good forest.
Well, if you're gonna Uber to a place, I was like, yo, I don't get this. Uber to fucking Graffiti Pier. Everyone parties there, it seems like. I don't know if girls just won't come out. It's because it's hard in the shoes or whatever. But Graffiti Pier is just like it's on the water. If you're not like crazy, just starting a fire, Graffiti Pier, you'd be fine.
It does suck though that like because I think we all had that experience when we wanted to drink underage. We did just go to like someone's backyard or the woods. But like,
100%.
If your best option is like the parking lot near 2 Street,
Dude, we used to risk getting fucking molested, like just to drink inside homes. Like,
how
like
so?
If you had like a
because
we would go anywhere. So if there was like that older guy on the block, you know, who was like, "You guys could drink in my basement." We're like, okay, sure. That guy's trying to fuck us, like 100%. That guy was trying to fuck us.
Yeah,
I'll take one in the ass for a fucking Mike's Hard Lemonade at 17 years old.
Damn. We had this guy, Larry, growing up. He was probably like 60, 70 years old, and he used to let kids party in his house.
Yeah.
And, dude, I remember he tried to sell me a bicycle with no wheels on it one time at a house party. And I was like, I'm probably never coming back here again. You want this bike frame?
You want this metal? You want this scrap metal to carry around? Well, Blaze Gagekis in the comic, we know. He told a story of some guy by him. He used to just be like, "Yo, let me get your socks. I'll give you like $300." He's like, "All right."
$300 for the socks?
Yeah.
Oh, I got
This is okay.
He was jerking off in them.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, not get it twisted. He was just, he wanted the sweat of a young boy's feet around his dick, and then
I'm thinking he even you're right, he might be face draping them while then coming of getting to climax and then putting them over. I imagine in my head,
but
that's awesome. What if he was like, he's probably like, "Oh my god,
Like, well, if I guess, he breathes in for 3 seconds, exhales, breathes back in.
Yeah. It's like he's like chloroforming himself with young boy sweat.
Dude, I never got that. The idea of like smelling fucking underwear.
Same, bro.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Same.
No.
A good scent doesn't do it for me, dude.
No, sorry.
I think I've probably sniffed a panty or two of my own girlfriend's almost to test exactly what you're talking about. And every time I just go, yeah, I don't get
but
this.
But you feel less creepy because, like, we'll do some dating.
That's my girl. Yeah, I've never just be, yeah. Well, it's so hard to get them because usually I'm ripping them off of a woman on a subway or something. That's a different thing than I do.
And they fight. It's a struggle. The cops get involved. The whole thing. Yeah. Now my poster's everywhere. I can't go to New York for a while.
No, it's a fucking pain in the ass. But I did get to say, as soon as the music stopped and everything like that, three women walked in again, and they had I was like, hey, you guys gotta go. Like, they're like, what? What's happening? I was like, yeah, this is like my house, you have to leave. And she was holding a birthday cake.
That could stay.
It was her. You're not wrong, because that's kind of what happened. So she was so depressed that she was like, what? I was like, it's my birthday. So I was like, I know, you're gonna have your birthday outside. Is what I said. I just like, I know, you're gonna have to have your birthday outside. And then she, I guess in some way, she, I guess she just walked outside. No joke. She left. It's an ice cream cake.
My favorite.
Ice cream. I know. She left a little ice cream. She just put it down very nicely. And then she ended up leaving. And then somebody, one of her friends found it. They came back in and there was a kind of a small group of people that were like waiting for a lift or something that hung out. Was, you know, now that everyone is dispersed and it started to rain a little bit, I was like, yeah, there we go. And then finally everything did. But then, yeah, we sat. There was like 10 people that just sat and ate some ice cream cake. And then those kids went off into the night and never to be seen from again.
This is the weirdest house party of all time.
It was strange.
No one got fucked. There's ice cream cake. Random people in and outside.
I felt such like a bummer, man. I hated being such like a – I was like, guys, I don't know what to tell you. You brought too many people. I don't know what you wanted anyone to do here. I can't like – it can't, not only can I not even have like, let's say there were 40 people inside, already too many. I also can't have 100 people in a line outside. Like, it's not a club. Okay, like, I don't know what to tell you.
That's dude, insane. I threw one like crazy house party in college, and it was like a one and done. I was like, I'm never doing this again. Cause it was one of those ones where like
Project X.
Yeah. You tell people to tell people. And then it's like immediately, like you said, like 150 people are just in your living room. And it's nuts. Dude, we had like two fights broke out with like kids that didn't even go to my school. They were just like there somehow. Fucking, there was this guy that lived on my block and he was passing a blunt around and he passed it to me and I looked at it and it like, it crackled. And I was like, that's not supposed to happen.
That's called PCP.
He was like, yeah, bro. I was like, nah, you can have this. And gave it back to him. I should have just thrown it out because then he just started passing it to other people. And just like all my friends, like innocent white kids.
You were too respectful.
Yeah. I'm like, you can have it.
That's a true weed smoker, though, Drew, right there. He's like, oh, I can't waste this, though.
I couldn't, but you know, God willing, go ahead. Go with God. Go ahead. Like,
Godspeed.
Dude, I saw this girl that weighed no more than 105 pounds, like one of the smallest women I've ever known, hit a blunt of wet like four times, gone. Like immediately just gone. I was like, oh, this party's going off the rails.
Oh, yeah, dude, PCP. I saw these two dudes turn to zombies. They went from zombies to the most aggressive creatures to ever exist on the planet. They went from just like complete, like catatonic, like just like this
for right.
like, a while.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
minute,
yeah.
like 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden they were like, rah! Like throwing dimes and quarters up against walls, like like running into like fucking stop signs and like, dude, it was legitimately the craziest thing ever. Like change of a person I've ever seen in my life.
Sounds like
crazy.
A chill party guy. You know what I mean? Sounds like he's ready to chill at Drew's house. Really,
yeah,
just kind of hang.
Dude, PCP's no joke.
Party suck, you think? Like, I mean, wait, what's the ideal situation then? Like, what I think a reasonably attended house party at this time is fine. If I had a bigger spot, I would even have a bigger party. I would scale up, but I mean, to a point, sure. It's just ridiculous.
I think no more than 18 of the boys watching a game is acceptable. 18, that's a lot.
That's fair, Drew. I'm with you. I'm old now. I don't want that either.
Yeah, if we can get a group of 10 to watch some fights or some shit, that's a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say fights, because then women can be there. Because I can't just watch 18 dudes watch football. I'd fucking kill myself.
But that, same. I love football. We all know that. Sure, but like, yeah. I don't also want to do that. it sucks. Like, I'd rather watch football alone or with like two people. Like, I don't want like a large group of people watching football.
Yeah, fights, I get. We've done that a couple times.
Yeah. Fights are more fun watching with a group of people than football is. I don't know why. I guess because it's violent, more violent than football. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, no one doesn't get excited when someone gets knocked out.
That's true.
You're like, oh, you're making friends with people.
My aunt's a nun, and I've seen her like stop and watch and go, oh shit, like damn, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a visceral, it's just a guttural instinct. Like, you can't, it's like when you find something funny and you laugh it organically, like you can't stop yourself. It's the same shit. Like when Usman got KO'd recently, we were all watching like on Discord on the Patreon. And everyone has their mic. Everyone tries to be respectful and have like their mics off, or you know. And then Santana was like, "Oh!" It just comes out. Like, it's just so fucking fun. Like, he doesn't have a jaw anymore.
But Drew, house party, or yeah, like, but definitely for sure, house party best option right now at your age. Are you still like you would go to a club or some shit?
Dude, I hate that shit.
Right.
I'll occasionally like if it's a friend's birthday and they're like, "Yo, this is where I want to go," like, I'll come out.
Right.
But I was, even back then, like, I've always been a stoner more than anything. So like, I would go to, you know, Drake night.
No. Drake night?
But yeah, I can understand.
I'm going to assume it has to do with a bunch of Drake music. That's where I might want to go.
Honestly, it's a good time. But they do it at the Fillmore, and they only play Drake music all night. And it's 1,000 of the hottest Spanish women you've ever seen in your life. And so, like, even when I would go to that, though, I'd be like, dude, I'd rather just, like, smoke a blunt outside and try and talk to one of these girls. Rather than, like, I hate the people that'll go up and just, like, dance on some girl and she'll be like, no. And then they'll go to the next one. And
yeah.
Like, no. And, like, I've read do that. And they'll go through a whole crowd of women being like, I'm going to find one.
I remember this was young Adam. I was like 22. I was in Vegas, and my buddy, his cousin was out there, and his wife was like a club promoter. And I'm not a club guy at all, right? But like, when you're in Vegas and you have free access to like all the best clubs, you're gonna go at 22 years old. Like, of course you're gonna go.
Yeah.
And you go there, and like, you're in the VIP room. You don't deserve to be there. And like, all these girls, like, oh, because they think you have money. And I'm like, oh no, I'm broke. I'm 22 years old. And it's really fun. But like, as you're sitting up in the VIP, that you look out into the thing, and you see like those dudes, those creepy dudes, they'll slide up to a chick and be like, do that shit. And then the girl's like, oh, he's like, all right, cool. And the next chick,
they do it all night, dude. I have friends that are like that. They will operate like that for hours on a mission. And they always get pussy at the end of
the
night. So I'm like,
you can watch, like, you see, like, if you're outside of the, I call it the ocean, because if you're like in the VIP, you're above it. So if you see it, you see it, like, you see them like, swim from like person to person. It's so fucking creepy.
You're on a boat in like a glass bottom boat, and you're just like watching all these fish.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so fucking creepy. Only it's like a creepy shark week. It's like, you're like, oh, here comes a hammerhead. Here we are. He's scooting up right on that fish. the fish isn't. Yep, nope. That's a rejection.
The fish got away. Next one might be, and I'd be so lucky. I was like, what accent was that?
Dude, you swung for it. It's
I did swing for it. Want to do plugs real quick?
Yeah. Hit some pluggies.
Let's do some pluggies.
You want me to start? What do you want? I just went right into it.
I'm gonna have to plug
your mic. Podcast. Your mic now. Your mic is going in and out. So is I missed it? Whatever you just said. Yeah, when you were doing this, I missed it.
Sorry. You hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. Drew, you want to give your plugs wherever you got coming up? Shows, podcasts, social media, all that stuff.
Oh yeah, DRU_Montana on Instagram. Durag and the Deer Tag podcast with Naeem Ali.
Great podcast.
As usual. Check out the Patreon /Durag and the Deer Tag, and then we got some shows, everything's on Instagram. Check it out.
Hell yeah.
Boom. You guys go find me at Adam Nutter and all the social media stuff. I just did a please go follow my other podcast, The Porcupine, for libertarian stuff and political stuff. I just did a great episode last night on, like I said, Woodrow Wilson and why he was the absolute worst. I found out that when he was the governor of New Jersey, they wanted to start a eugenics program, and they did. Yeah. And then the guy he hired to write it went over to be the lead Nazi eugenics guy.
I didn't know America started eugenics.
No, I didn't know Woodrow Wilson, like, that was like his right hand guy. Like, I didn't know, like, that was that. It was wild. So anyway, go check that out, youtube.com/Adam. And then as far as show dates coming up, September 10th at the Pop-In. Get your tickets, droptent.com/events for that. And then I'm going to be at the Florida Freedom Fest doing live Porcupine and some stand-up October 21st and 22nd in Orlando. So coming out to that, Floridians. And that's it for me for now.
Nice. I'm newwood.com. Go there. Check out some shows, the shows we got coming up. September 9th, I'll be at the Wissahickon Brewing Company, with a fun show with showrunner little Jesse Dram, doing some fun stuff over there. Peggy O'Leary's got that head, going to be the headliner. It's a fun lineup. It's a great lineup. So go there. It's a cool spot as well. Wissahickon's very cool. So go check that out. And then September 10th, go over and check us out at the Pop-In. A very cool lineup as well. Some New York and Western PA dudes. We got Tyler Rothrock. We got Robin Gray Cardozone. And, of course,
Chris Freed.
Chris Freed, yeah. Boom. It's a good lineup for you. So you'll dig the hell out of it. And since you're checking this out and we like you a bunch, use promo code DROPTENT11. DROPTENT11. Drop tent all in caps. That'll get you $5 off because you're cool. All right. So cool. Shout out PA. Get out there. Go check out droptent.com. That's where you can get all the show details for everything that we do. September 6th. Actually, I'll be in Atlantic City. Come check me out at the Brew Hall in Atlantic City as well. It's a Tuesday, but it's a cool room. They will put on my Michelle Tomko. That'll just be a fun spot. So go check that out as well. Anyway, droptent.com. Go there. We got all our stuff up there. You can check out some new merch for the Cult of Us. Sporting even one
more
right
coming
now,
soon.
Obviously. Yeah, I know. Yeah, piece of shit. So I'm working on it. More stuff coming up. I actually want to get some of the hats. There's lots of different colors and variations of different stuff and designs. Check them out. They help us do what the fuck we're doing. And of course, check out Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. All right, go there. $1 tier gets you in the door, some free sweet audio, and not free. I don't know why I said that. It's a dollar. Some sweet content. Yeah.
The opposite of what we need for Patreon.
Yeah, the opposite, exactly. It's Patreon that is free to you anyway. Yeah, it's a dollar gets you in the door with some audio and video that you've never seen, and of course, more coming soon. And then the $3 tier, that's the watch tier that Adam was talking about. We like to check out fights in Discord and everything, but you just sign up and monthly, and then come in, hang out with us. We'll set it up and chat and shoot the shit while watching some sweet MMA fights, and there's other stuff in there too. And then $5 tier, Anna Gabrielle's tattoo tier. If you want a tattoo and get all the other stuff in the old Patreon, just go and do the $5 tier every month. You give us $5. Every other month, we're going to pick out a name, and that person gets a tattoo.
Actually, it's September.
Yeah.
We got to spin. We're spinning the wheel in September.
Yeah, we're spinning the wheel in September. So you get it. You get a shirt. And then, of course, a podcast by Anna Gabrielle. She's been at conventions. She's done all Adam's work. She's very awesome artist. All her info is right in there. Again, patreon.com. Patreon.com/cultofus. Go there. All our info's there. And other than that, sign up for the newsletter. Do all that kind of cool stuff. Yeah. If you want promo deals and Cult of Us merch deals and stuff, just sign up and subscribe. Nice.
Bam.
Hell yeah.
Nice. All right. Good. Plugs out. What'd you get into? Because we talked about, obviously, there's an illegal house party here.
Oh, I was in the ER. I was in the ER last week.
Oh, yeah. You were in the ER. Nice.
I was in the ER last week.
Did you decide to die? Are you dead now?
I was trying, but they were like, nah, not time. I was like,
Drew, I think, died or is underwater. He went completely teal light in there. I had no idea. Drew, can you hear us? Can you breathe?
Is that the Little Mermaid fucking filter?
Okay.
He's just like, actually, I'm Naeem Ali. And I'm like, what?
I don't think Naeem's coming.
Naeem ain't making it. And you got a podcast after this. It's all good.
Dude, I like doing the whenever we do ours in here, I do the blue, and you can't see Naeem in the blue.
Oh, fuck.
Bam. Blue light's racist, guys. Who would have known?
Damn, that's fucked up.
It'd be funny if these were all black lights. I want to get black lights one episode. Ooh. And just find out who has cum on their body still.
Yeah, there you go.
Why does
all of us probably?
Why does only cum show up on black lights?
I think it's also blood. I don't think it's just cum.
Wait, did you think only cum showed up in black lights?
Yeah.
No. Nice.
Interesting. Why just cum? Why did you think it's
just cum? Why do you think just cum?
I like it. No, I get what you mean. Yeah.
That's usually what they find.
Yeah, right. It's only
vented black light to look for cum.
Yeah,
that's like they were like, we need a technology to see. Like,
check out our $5 tier on Patreon. We will find the cum.
Yeah. See, I think that was just a product, byproduct of 80s dorks. Like, that was like, they made that for dragon posters.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it also shows cum. Because if you have dragon posters and blacklight, you also probably jerk off all your bet.
Yeah. Dude, being a kid in like the 70s and 80s fucking sucked compared to now.
Yeah, being a kid in the 90s was great though.
You're like, yo, check out this fucking Etch-a-Sketch. You want to put what I made on the Etch-a-Sketch?
Look, the clown has magnet hair. You're like, all right, nerd, I'm going to play my G.I. Joes and Transformers.
Yeah. Mom, my fucking light bright is broken. God damn
Don't
it.
Don't knock light bright. I'll fight you.
I didn't say anything about it.
I know. I'm just
very, very tense in here. Very tense.
No light bright slander.
I hated that toy. I hated that toy so much.
I remember getting the stencils for a light bright and making like one thing. And then I was like, this fucking sucks. This was such
a waste. It was so stupid. But, okay. This is going to maybe, I hope your nostalgic brains hit this. Wait, Drew, how old are you?
28.
You're 20. Yeah, you're Neil. You might remember this.
Light,
you remember that? It was in the 90s. It was like that chalkboard toy, but as you drew it, the colors changed.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that fucking thing?
Yeah. I never had one.
Me either. I wanted it so bad, and my parents forgot it. That's why I hate them today. No, I'm scared. But like, I did want that fucking toy.
That thing was a scam.
Fuck.
Yeah. The whole thing was a scam. And I thought the same thing. You think it's a chalkboard, but they send you. It's like construction paper.
No.
It's like a few different pieces of paper. And then, it's not even that cool.
Damn.
Yeah, I remember being very disappointed.
Childhood's ruining me.
And you have to draw on it with like a needle and it makes a weird noise.
You know what sucked about me? I remember.
Your fucking day, dude.
You did. You ruined my 90s childhood. What was the thing they would always play? Oh, the foam sand thing. Remember that one too? It was big in the 90s too. The foam, and you're like, look, it's dry as soon as you pull it out of the water. Never got that. All the coolest shit I never got. I was on TV.
No, I didn't have that. I mean, I remember it, but then
I was a big fan of the pill that you could throw in the bathtub and it would turn into a dinosaur.
Dude,
yeah.
That was cool.
That was the move.
You guys have the best toy that's ever been made, the balsa wood airplane with the rubber band propeller. That's hours of being disappointed.
Yeah.
Hours of it. Because you're like, no, it's the flight pattern. I just need to get more elevation. Like, it's like, oh, this just sucks.
If
this
I stand on my roof actually. And throw it.
I'm not going to catch a crosswind. And like
anything as a kid that you threw that was supposed to fall cool or fly cool didn't do that at all. It was
you're out of your mind. You're an idiot. Drew, hit him with it. Come on. We're going to all say this together. Ready? Nerf football.
That doesn't count.
Whistling Nerf football was the best invention.
They were called the Vortex.
Yes.
Yes. I still want that.
remember seeing Hot Wheels commercials? Remember the Hot Wheels commercials where it would like do the loop and then do the jump and it would land on the track?
Yeah.
Never landed on the track.
It never did the loop, Drew.
No.
And if it would fall, gravity was like, nope. It would pull it right from mid fucking circle loop. It would pull that thing right off. What? They've just ruined. They were so good at marketing, man. Or I was just the dumb kid. I don't know. Whatever it was, though.
That was marketing. Dude, commercials were better back then. I remember talking to somebody about this the other day. Do you guys remember? We could pull this one up. The Marine Lava Monster commercial.
The Marine Lava Monster commercial?
Can you please Google Marine Lava Monster commercial?
Adam's on it. He's going to hit it.
If I lose power, sorry, because there's a storm happening outside my house.
This will come up.
Marine?
I thought I was having a
Marine
trip.
Lava Monster?
Don't say it. We're trying to fill the time, Adam. Shut up.
I'm saying for my own clarification.
I know, but it's,
yeah, bro. Yes,
I don't know. I can't. At least if I hopefully when I see it, I'll.
Yes. Something okay. Will come. The problem is trying to play a video picture? And not get pulled.
Just, yeah, yeah, I mean, but just bring up a picture.
The picture starts. Okay, so this is the
first.
This is the first. This is the first image that will trigger your memory.
Okay.
Yo, Drew, you triggered my fucking memory, sir.
Dude, this the best commercial of all.
This is. I'm just gonna play it. Oh, it's on Facebook. We're good.
Okay. I'm just seeing a thing for the Marines.
Can you guys hear this?
No, I can't see anything. I'm just seeing images. I don't know what Drew's seeing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I got you. I got you.
Different screen. It's all right. Yeah. It's all good. Yeah. Line up the next screen. I get you.
Sorry, buddy.
I need to see this. I'm like, lava. I can't. It's like right. It's something I feel like I should have. Is it something you play? I also have a question right after this. Speaking of toys that might have to go in the water. We get into it.
Yeah, all right. We good now?
Yeah.
Okay. Shit. Sorry.
Oh God, I'm already in love with this.
Drew, I remember all this now.
Oh yeah.
Drew, you fucking motherfucker. This is great. I'm so glad you brought this up.
The best commercial ever, dude.
Dude, what propaganda this is, huh?
Marine run through fans.
Oh God.
Oh man.
How great.
He's climbing gears.
Yeah.
Metal, rusty gears.
Wait, are there other people in the background?
It is a rite of passage.
Right. He pulls his the Marine the Eagle sword.
Join the elite.
Right.
And then fights Balrog from Lord of the Rings. That's cool.
If you can master your fear,
it's perfect.
Smug your enemy and never
gets her basic
Holy
training.
Holy shit.
Gets her basic training, realizes that, like, goes active and realizes it's just a lot of masturbating in hot rooms. That's pretty much all. It's just a lot of masturbating in hot rooms alone.
Wow.
I swear, when I saw that commercial for the first time, I wanted to join the Marines.
Yeah, you must.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, we're fighting lava monsters? Somebody needs to get on that. That guy needs help.
Yeah, you're like, are the lava monsters the Ukrainian? Who's the lava monster? You're like, is that Russia? That's Russia, right?
It's so funny because, again, as the adult who I am now, who is this political guy who knows – that is such propaganda for it to join the military. Could they show that during kid shows?
Yeah, that was like a Nickelodeon
commercial.
Yeah.
They weren't showing that during football games. They were showing that for fucking 8-year-olds.
It's crazy, but I'm sure like China has the same commercials going right now. Like,
you know, all governments are bad. We got it. They're all propagandizing. Yeah.
Some of them are probably
wild. That's so
crazy.
Fucking funny, dude. Oh, remember the Navy commercial with the Godsmack as the like U.S. Navy and like don't fucking fool me with a cool song.
I was gonna ask what was the summer like water options neighbor like how did you guys cool off in the summer? Did you go to a community pool? Was there a sprinkler when you were younger? What were the situations?
I grew up near a bunch of lakes. There's like 10 lakes like within 10 miles of me in upstate New York.
Dude, lakes don't freak you out?
No, dude.
But we're talking like maybe you couldn't leave the house. Like I'm saying, what age were you allowed to just like go off and get into the lake?
Oh, well, yeah. Before that, it was just like the hose. Right. Just like spray somebody with the hose.
Perfect. Yeah. Adam, same thing for you? Maybe
no, because I'm middle class Staten Islander. We had a pool.
Above ground, I believe.
Yeah. You know it is.
Crashed. Understandable.
Of course.
Understandable. I was about to ask because I'm wondering. I was trying to think of all the crazy dumb shit that you used to be able to attach to your hose to make it be fun. I mean, I didn't. Yeah. Like I was pumped when because I was me and my buddy Danny Gomez right across the street. He commercials. I have a Marine. What is it? Marine fetish now? Oh yeah, that makes sense. I got you. Thank you, Canopies. It was he got the slip and slide. We didn't have any slip and slide. And it was the one where like it ran water. It like, you know, you push the water down that way. And we were two fat kids who were like, let's take our shirts off and try to make this work on the front lawn. And we both failed. We could not slide. I don't know why titties prevented us from sliding, but we were just hitting. I was just hitting the ground.
Did he
flat
have the gator mouth? You got the slide through?
We had a call. Yeah, I said so. I mean, it might have had some stuff. It might have had some.
There was I remember that one of my kids in my neighborhood had a slip and slide, which, by the way, fucking. That was a dangerous tool of fun because there was rocks underneath it and like shards of concrete and stuff. Staten Island, trash. Yeah. So, you know,
move the rocks. Why are you not moving the rocks?
We're not moving rocks. We're not moving rocks. He's like a bunch of 8-year-olds moving rocks. Dang. No, we're not moving rocks, guy. We're fucking going through those rocks.
Little bodies off of it. It's also, you sound like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. But like in the middle of it or towards the end of it, there was like an archway that was like an alligator's mouth. Yeah, you could like slide through and shit. Yeah, dude. Fucking 90s rolled.
That was amazing. I remember having some spinny ones. I remember going outside and trying to play in a sprinkler with my nephew and another neighborhood kid at our house. And I didn't have a bathing suit, but I didn't have one. So I wore,
jeans.
I wore them. Yeah. No, that would have been like, well, that's like, you know, like Huckleberry Finn style, like, you know what I mean? Like late 1800s, early 1900s. Like, hello, boys, I'm here to play.
I don't have a bathing suit. I don't even know what the water looks like.
Right. No, I wore the silk boxers. I was super pumped to have because I thought that's what adults wore. So I had silk boxers. I went outside to play in the hose and they ripped immediately. Like my little dingley and like my fucking butt was just exposed. I had to run inside. They just ripped immediately.
Would you slip and slide in silk boxers?
No, it wasn't. We didn't even have that. It was just a sprinkler and we were like playing in a sprinkler. It was like a toy that you attach to the end of the hose and it was like, it would like flop and move or whatever. Oh, yeah, I went out just, a wiggle room. There you go.
Because, dude, I was going to say, if you went down to slip and slide with silk boxers, you might have ended up in Oregon. You would have just kept going, dude.
I had such a – I thought that's what adult men wore.
I stole a pair of silk boxers from my freshman roommate in college 10 years ago, and I still have them.
Oh,
I had a pair of silk boxers in college also.
Yeah.
College? Yeah. Oh, God, no. I had see, I dabbled in it too young. And it's what, you know, what does Daniel Tosh say? You do it too young, you don't appreciate it later in life.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. I get that. I didn't really appreciate it in college either. I think that's an older man's undergarment.
I don't know.
Boxers.
You said, Drew, when's the last time you wore these bad boys?
They got stretched out. So,
sure they did, dude.
They're a good bedtime PJ draws. Mm. Yeah.
All right. I think that's where I made the mistake. I was sort of like trying to pile them into like, you know, emo pants.
You got to cover your dick while you're sleeping. That's what they're for.
Gotcha. Okay. I've learned something.
Oh, dude, look at this motherfucker.
No, you got to be fucking kidding, dude. We got to leave like right now. Fucking Naeem Ali. Naeem Ali, everybody.
Speaking of Negroes, you know what I'm saying? What's up with it, bro?
Motherfucker makes a guest appearance in 2 minutes.
Yeah, good to see your face, dude. What do you got to say in 2 minutes, yo?
Yeah, dog, I had to jump on real quick. I couldn't make it all the way home.
That's all right. It's understandable. Hey, you know what? You're here now, buddy. That's all that matters. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 2 minutes, dude. 2 minutes. Just go. Just say what's up.
Say something crazy. Go.
Something crazy. Let's think here.
Tell them about your roast battle joke. Over
Let's go with the theme of the week. The theme of this week is retard nigger jizz. You know what I'm saying? Retard nigger jizz, bro. That's what we on. That's what I'm smoking right now.
I want to name the episode that so badly.
We smoking that RNJ, bro.
It's called RNJ now. That's what the episode's called, RNJ.
RNJ now.
I don't even want to do this. This has to happen.
you made that happen. Hand. All right. We're going to have to name it something else that's not as fun. So thank you.
There you go.
Me and Naeem.
I think as a group, we should all get that tattooed on us. I think we should all get RNJ tattooed.
Sold. I remember covered in tattoos. Nothing means nothing to me.
Both of our cult members who likes one, some of the people in the podcast like him more, some people in the podcast like me more. My people and his people mutually understand that is a tattoo that they all have to have. Yes. They all will be made. And by we mean tattoo, I mean a brand. I mean we will brand you with that.
We will brand you. We'll get a tattooed, but we're gonna brand you.
So what roast battle? Sorry.
Oh yeah, yeah, me and Drew headlined a roast battle at the Pocono Comedy Festival, if you weren't aware, this might be the biggest comedy festival on the East Coast. See what I'm saying?
Nice.
They packed about 25 people into an alleyway, and they had a roast battle in front of them.
Oh, look at you, fancy boys.
Humble brag, Naeem.
I thought it was a real festival.
Humble brag, guys.
I thought it was like a real festival where they had like slots of where people were going up.
Right.
And we were like, somebody was late. So they were like, yo, we're going to push it back an hour. They were like, yeah, that's fine. Like there was no like show after us or nothing. It was not a real festival. But Naeem's whole roast joke was Drew likes to drink RNJ. It literally got a standing ovation.
They loved it.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I can't. I mean, that's the best news I've ever heard. We've discovered something brand new, and unfortunately, Adam has to jump to another podcast. So, Naeem, I mean, you deliver the
I can't be with the final the punch.
You can. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hadouken to you as well. fucking dude, Naeem Ali, Drew Montana, you guys are awesome. Check out Durag and Deer Tag. It's amazing. And of course, Adam Nutter and Neil Wood. We love you guys. Another day in the cult. Later.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.